Buffalo Bears. It's time to connect the dots. People of Earth, we bring you gifts of knowledge. Hey, this is Connected Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison, on the BBS Internet Radio Network. I call it Radio Free America, where we can speak the truth without fear of repercussions or censoring. That's it. You can't talk the truth on mainstream media if they don't want you to talk about something. But here, we have the freedom to speak what we know to be true and what is important for everyone to hear. Because the truth shall make us free. Oh, yeah. And this show is only 1 hour, but if you keep listening to BBS Radio, there's another great show coming about a couple hours from now. Just to remind everybody, As You Wish Talk Radio, James Gillian. Yeah, if you haven't watched his show, watch it. Man, this is the guy who has the Setti Ranch out in, Trout Lake, Washington. And he's met with extraterrestrials. Yeah, face to face. He's been on the craft. His stuff is real. So why don't you listen to his show a couple hours from now? But meanwhile, you're going to get an education here on Connect the Dots Radio Show. Hey, the latest thing I've been doing is getting quotes from that famous person out of history, Merlin. Yeah, Merlin the Magician. So let me just read a few of these things that are floating around out there now, where we statements coined by Merlin that relate to what's happening now. Merlin says, you're entering a heightened state of readiness. The universe is strongly suggesting a sorting process for each and every one of you. If a door is closed to you, then find a window. There is always a window adjacent to the closure. When something is meant for you, the universe will provide an opportunity to present it. Preserve it, persist, carry on, and stand your ground. Your tenacity will be rewarded. Words of Wisdom by the famous Merlin. Perhaps, I think I'll read one more of these words of wisdom. There is no need to worry of your future, for you cannot live in your future. However, you are creating what you think of as your future now. Focus on now and bring your highest intentions to the table and let it happen. Words of wisdom from the great Merlin of the past. Of course, he's existing multidimensionally as I speak right now. And what can I say except lay aside all your outer distractions, Master Merlin says, and focus on your present desires, goals, and aspirations. This approach to your life will align you with your soul mission and place you on your highest timeline. All else is a waste of your consciousness and energy. Hey, listen to these words of wisdom. Courtesy of Merlin. Yeah. A lot of great sayings that relate to today. And what can we say except, hey, this guy has as many... Merlin the Magician, if you don't know about him, well, maybe you ought to find out. I mean, he's got as many great teachings as, who can we say here? Jesus? Yeah, you know, Jesus, probably the greatest teacher to come to all of mankind, talking about Jesus of Nazareth. And Merlin here, running a close second to all the bits of wisdom that he portrayed upon the universe and still is through, I guess, multi-dimensional connections. You know, there's all kinds of ways information can get exchanged in this universe. It's not just from the telegram or the telephone. You know, people receive telepathic communications. It happens all the time. Might be happening to you right now. And if you haven't had the pleasure of experiencing telepathy, well, we all have the ability to do that. And I've had my share of experiences. You can read about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you're listening to my show and you haven't downloaded a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory, what is your problem? I'm serious. I don't mean to bust your chops, but this is one of the most important revealer of knowledge that's ever been put out there. And you can read it in a couple hours, and you can study the pictures for days on end. Picture, every picture says 1,000 words, as they say. And I've got some of the most amazing pictures ever captured with a 35-millimeter camera. And you see the things that exist in our reality, but they're just out of the frequency range of our normal human sight. But the camera will pick them up. You know, it's time everybody to wake up. You know, we're sharing this space with invisible creatures, and some of them can be picked up with the camera. They leave faint, low power, candle power, light trails wherever they travel. Most of them apparently fly around. And, you know, the only reason you don't know about that is because you haven't downloaded a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Connect the Dots Theory. You can get it on Amazon, iTunes. Barnes & Noble can order it to you. Fulton Books, Pennsylvania. It's the publishing company. In fact, they have advertisements on free TV now. If you happen to be passing through channel surfing on the free TV stations, there's over 70 in the New York area. That's right. This show's coming out from New York City. Well, you know, it's time to, like I said, this is an educational show. And when I talk about something, it's worth following up on what I say. There's a five-hour video. Yeah, who wants to watch a video for 5 hours unless you're seeking knowledge by this man called Jordan Maxwell? He's got a video out called The Hidden Knowledge. And if you're just a beginner, there's a lot of information that he'll get you to start thinking about. Of course, if you listen to the show, you'll probably know everything that he's saying already. But check it out. You know, watch Ten Minutes Every Day, 5 hour video. That'll take you over a month to watch that. But sometimes that's what you want to watch. And let's get some recognition to people. This is a call-in radio show, but let me give some recognition to people that have made their contributions to humanity that you should be checking out if you're a real truth seeker. I've talked about him before. The famous William Tompkins. So, you know, he was in the service. And he gained top secret clearance and all that other stuff. And he talks about the Nazis moved to Antarctica and about how he got to see space cradle, continued and all that stuff. And here's some general information that where's the wisdom? If you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. You know, people respond better to free associations and mutual agreements than laws cut in stone. Think about it. Most people don't know, but tachyons are subatomic particles which travel faster than the common speed of light, which we refer to as 186,000 miles per second. Light travels at different frequencies in different dimensions. Yeah, different types of light and subatomic particles of one of them travel faster than 186,000 miles per second. Hey, do you know about the Maharishi shield? Light running through you? Well, you can find out about that a little. I got to go to the portal. 2012 portal.blogspot.com. You'll find a lot of information on what's going on right now. In fact, they're having a conference in Phoenix, Arizona right now as I speak. And I guess the notes for that will be out in a week or so. But it's even impressive enough just to get the notes from January 16th, from the January 6th event in Kyoto, Japan. But anyhow, that's it. Cobra and the he's the representative of the Galactic Confederation, not to be confused with the Galactic Federation. And sometimes the lines seem to mesh. Hey, you know about the violet flame? It can transmute lower negative frequencies to higher frequencies. And it rotates in a counterclockwise direction. Did you know that? You can talk to your DNA, and you can talk to the violet flame, too. You can call upon it. How come you don't know about that? Well, maybe some of you do. But it's an important thing to learn to interact with. It's good for protection. And we always need to be protected because the demons are still out there, especially the invisible ones. Hey, did you know that in America here, you know, we've talked about this before on this show, which I talked about it. The U.S. Corporation founded in 1871. It's not the same as the U.S. government from 1776. No, sirree. The corporation pledges its allegiance to the crown, British Empire. Did you know that? Ruled by the bankers. Anyhow, I don't know exactly when it started, but some people have gotten together here in America, and there is an interim U.S. government. And it's connected with the Reconstruction Act of 1868. But it's, they actually ran a presidential candidate in the last election. And some of you people might have heard of the Pleiadians. Well, you should have if you listened to my show. Do you know the Pleiadian beam ships are for interdimensional travel? Do you know what that means? Well, maybe you would need to look it up. They can do time travel, too. Yeah. Pleiadians, they're good souls. They're here helping us right now. And then there's the Aldebarans. Still sounds like a singing group to me, but they're another humanoid-type race that they have their good groups here on Earth, and they're going to be one of the first people to meet with us after the event. If you don't know what the event is about, well, go to the portal. You'll get a good explanation there. Or search some of my past shows. And then, of course, we need to remember and consider the contributions of Yasha Ashiana Hayes, commonly referred to as Ashiana Dean, wrote several books, Voyagers 1, Voyagers 2. And there's a Crisco guy there that does a kind of like, I don't know, an entertaining, almost comedy routine where he reintroduces her work to try to get people to become more aware. He's out there, popular guy, and he started on TikTok. He's entertaining, you know, but he's just rehashing the info from Ashleyana Dean. She talks about the Panda Matrix, which I believe we are still in until we get pulled out of it. Has only 11 or 11.5 dimensions, depending. There's the explanation why the scientists always are saying we only have 11 dimensions. That's saying they're in time. They're in league with the Panda Matrix, the parasites. Because the Elohim, the bad Elohim, will look at the 12th dimension will start a 250 million years ago. Hey, that's important information to know. When you hear people talking about only 11 dimensions, well, we know they're tied in with the Phantom Matrix, run by the parasites and the negative ET beings. And just to pass along some healthcare information, if you're having problems with, damn side effects from vaccines and other crap that big pharma dumps on you. There's a product out there called ZEO Boost. ZEO Boost. Get it at glycolife.com and check it out. This person, we follow each other on Twitter. And she's there out helping humanity. And we're all going to do our share in helping humanity. And what I'd like to say right now at this point in time, you know, I put a lot of work into the show. I reveal boatloads of information every week. And you people are like getting college educations by listening to my show. And you get them for free. But I don't get to do this show for free. You know, it's my responsibility to pay for all the connections that is needed to manifest this show on the international radio scene. And I would appreciate if some people, if I can find it in their heart, to subscribe a little money to my show. If you listen to it more than once, you've gotten hundreds of dollars worth of information. People pay $20,000, $40,000, $50,000 to go to college. And if you've been listening to my show, plus you can just go back on the archives in appreciation for all the knowledge I've brought to planet Earth and the common people who listen to me on the radio, you know, I deserve a little payback, you know, because I live below the poverty rate. Any bit of money I have goes into just, you know, covering the cost of doing the radio show. You don't have to subscribe to my show, but it would be nice if you did. So I don't have to continue living in a poverty existence. You know, people on welfare and freebies are making more money than I do, you know, because I'm making close to nothing. And so help a person who's helping others out, and that's what the show is about, to help humanity out, to help us evolve quicker. Subscribe to my show, you know, go on the internet to BBS Radio. There are plenty of buttons to click on to subscribe. You can start as low as $2.99 a month, you know, $5.99 a month, $9.99 a month, you know. You got the money to spend, $19.99 a month. But, you know, look what you're getting for it. I'm on here every week giving you multitudes of knowledge that spans the globe of decades and decades of information compiled together and correlated and connected. And in the show, it's connected to us. And it is a call-in radio show. Here, hey, if you've got a telephone, you know, you can call in 888-627-6008 and enlighten us. with some important information that you might have. And we all have important information to reveal. We all have talents. We all have kindness in our hearts, and it needs to be shared. Now, the human race is like a very ignorant organization right now. Your end is only months away, and nobody is talking about it. You know? I don't understand why it's like that. That people want to remain in the dark. People want to stick their head in the sand and pretend to be an ostrich. Now, if you can hold silence for maybe 10 seconds, and you know, I'd like everybody to just do a countdown, like 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, okay? Ready, go! Did you make it to the end there? Did you? Well, I did. Well, there was a 10-second break with the audience, too. Count 10 Mississippis to practice what it is to do silence. Because silence is a technique that people have to learn to do to get certain, receive certain gifts. Now, if you passed that test and hung on for 10 seconds, well, there's hope for you. Because an active mind, sometimes it's very hard to silence. Ever try to go to sleep at night and you just can't stop thinking? Well, how many of us have gone through that at times? And that's an important technique to learn. And if you practice meditation, it's a certain part of it, too, to just focus on your breath. You know, I'm not an expert on breathing techniques, but I understand the basic principles, and they're not that hard to understand. When you're breathing in, you focus like you're watching your breath go down your spine, through the chakras, down to the base. And then as you exhale, you come back up. And you combine that with calling on white, bright beam of pillar of white light. You call it in through the top of your head. And you follow it down to your root chakra. And all the way to the center of the earth. And then it bounces back to you. Exhale, it bounces back up through your root chakra, up out of your mouth and surrounds you. And you eventually, you keep doing this, breathing in, breathing out, and breathing in that white light, and then you're bouncing down to the bottom of the earth, coming back up through your root chakra, out of your mouth, into your aura. And eventually, you're surrounded by a field of white light. Powerful white light. And you can do that with other things. You can do it with rainbow colors. You can do it with blue. You know, different colors are for different purposes. You can call on the violet flame like that. You call it in. It's out there. You mentally call it in. You know, you feel you want to verbally, fine. But all you need to do is think it mentally. That's the kind of sophisticated system that we are living in this world. And we need to share this knowledge with others. And breath is important. The ability to hold silence, not to think a single thought. That's the idea of breathing, following your breath down. So you take away your chitter-chattery mind is thinking about 20 different things and all at the same time. Which sometimes is okay to do, but when you're making a strong connection with the universe, it's important to focus on basically one thing, you know? because that's how you will succeed in calling on the light and receiving it. To get the chatter out of your mind and focus just on that one single thing you're doing is called being in the now. I know we're living in the world where we're multitasking, you know. We're driving down the road, we're thinking about something that happened last week, we're envisioning what we're going to do an hour from now, and we got multiple things going at the same time. And that is counterproductive to connecting with the bigger picture, the universe. And so that's just some basic common sense observation. Like I said, this is an educational show. And whatever you have to offer, you need to be offering 24/7. You know? Maybe your speciality is telling jokes. Hey, that's an important part of life, too. I mean, it's harder to tell jokes nowadays because everybody's so uptight about, oh, that's a racial joke. Oh, that's a sexist joke. Well, jokes are meant to be jokes. They're not going to be taken seriously. You know? But jokes make people happy. Make people laugh. And as long as we're not taking it too seriously, well, and anything goes, kind of like. But we want to be considerate of people, too. We don't want to use jokes to negatively make people's lives miserable, though TV shows do that. In fact, talking about TV shows, well, you know, I do watch free TV because I like to channel surf, and we got 73 stations here in the New York area. And you get hit with the same commercials no matter what station you're on. And the commercials, they're all about Big Pharma trying to sell you on new vaccines for everything. And all other kind of crap. And then there's the life insurance people, you know, playing on your thing of fear. They're not telling you the real truth about life, you know, when you leave your body, you're not going to die. You're going to go into the heavenly realms, you know, unless you're a really very, very bad person. And you won't be allowed to go into the heavenly realms. Your negative frequencies will prevent you from doing that. Those are some of the safeguards that the universe has. We're on planet Earth now. We're ending, we're in the midst of the changeover. You think of a train tracks, if you can envision a couple of train tracks together, and you're at the junction, and you're at the switching point. And as you switch over from one track to another, it goes and takes you in a different direction. That's where we're at. And you got to make that change at the intersection. We are at the intersection. And some of us are going some ways and others are not going that way. They're staying on the old route and they're not cutting a new path through the woods. They're missing out on an opportunity. They want to hang on to the past and that will keep them in the past. Like they say, you create your own future in certain ways, roundabout ways, let's say. And if you really have an understanding of how the universe works, everything is co-creation. You know, we live in a sophisticated, responsive universe. You put your ideas out there, your desires. Sometimes you have to, it's important to write them down on a piece of paper, look at that piece of paper every day. I want to be the president or something like that. And the universe will set wheels in motion as long as you keep focusing on that idea. And by hook or crook, things will be, whole doors will be open for you. And, in about 3 or 4 days now, when the archives are up on BBS Radio, you can go back and listen to those words of wisdom from Merlin at the beginning of the show. I'm planning on doing this every week because I just happen to run across so many words of wisdom from Merlin. I pick them off Twitter, basically. Twitter is a very educational place. Of course, Musk, the Muskie one, Rooney, created a two-tier system. When I'm on Twitter, if I'm going to comment on something, I have to comment on somebody else's stuff because I'm not going to be bullied into paying money out to a billionaire who doesn't need my money just so I can get more people looking at what I have to say. You know, I don't need that approval. I don't have to have the most, votes or likes on things I say. So I said, when I have something important to say, I'd be supportive of other people on Twitter. The ones that have the blue checks, that have the money to pay, you know? I'm scraping by at a below poverty level. Damn, if I have money to give to some damn billionaire who doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. And yeah, I don't regard him as being too smart. Okay, he makes money. He's made, he's richest, one of the richest guys in the world. And whatever. But his true spiritual value now, he turned, he ruined Twitter. He bought Twitter and ruined it worse than it was. Didn't take away any of the traps, the harassment things that go on with the machines and the way they're programmed to prevent people from speaking the truth. No, he didn't change. He left all that crap in there. Too bad. I can't say this on mainstream media TV, but that's who he is. He's not your friend if you're the common person, believe me. And while we're talking about things like that, I don't give a shit what President Trump does. Sure, he's making, the truth is coming out now. Yeah, he's writing all these decrees to get the other countries to give us a fairer shake on things. But all his procedure for going about this with the tariffs, it's all going to cost us common people money. You know, he's like Rudy, the standard of living for all the hardworking middle class or lower middle class people in America. He's ruining it for us, you know? And, he's on his ego trip. Oh, look at this. We're going to 25% tariff on that. Oh, that tariffs, all that does is raise the prices for the common people. Doesn't stop the governments from being crooked and dishonest or the big corporations from doing that. They find ways to get around it, and none of them are going to be hurt. When you're in the wealthy elite, doesn't matter how much you have to pay because you got money to burn. But when you're on a limited income and, you can't have the cost of living keep going up and up, and that's the problem in every country in the world now. And so is Trump a savior or a traitor? Because he's dooming the American people to lower our standard of living. And somebody prove he isn't, okay? We're all speculation out there on the TV screens right now. We all see what's coming. It's going to be higher prices for the consumers. And he's going to take us down a notch or two, just like all these other countries, the people are starving because the prices of things have gone too high, and it's going to hit America, too. As soon as these tariffs come into effect, it'll be a short amount of time, a month or two, and we're going to start seeing prices go up on everything. And that's what government seems to be all about, screwing the common people, taking away our rights, taking away our powers, not really serving us, and dragging us down. You know, there is there has to be a continuation of government, but not the same continuation. We need people, if there's going to be a government, we need people that really know how to serve the public, you know? And wake up, people. Trump isn't doing anything for the American people. He didn't do shit for common people back when he was the president the first term. And here he is. He's going to ruin the common people even more. With his tariff scheme. There's other ways to do this. He doesn't have ingenuity, believe me. because I'm the person who has it. And so like, let's talk the real conversation here. Sure, it's 100 times better than Kamala could have ever been, Kamala, whatever you want to call her, and totally the best example of her. If you ever, there was a sitcom back in the last century, it was called Married with Children, where the dumb blonde, two parents, lowlifes, they had two kids, and their kids were losers, and the girl, the dumb blonde girl, Kelly, was totally brain dead stupid, and that's about where Kamala intelligent level is. And you can't prove to me it's not so. She proved that herself every time she gave a speech. Okay, so Trump's 100 times better than her. But what's that saying? You know? That's not saying anything. You know? The path that he's taking right now, I mean, I think it was good he pardoned all the people that were the January 6th incident, because, you know, they were all set up for that by the Democrats and the world controllers. You know, the world controllers control majority of both the political parties, including the Republicans. They control them too. World controllers, that's why they're world controllers. They control with money, bribery, and blackmail, and anything else they can come up with. They control all the governments, all the key people in power. And I'm sure we all know this already. You don't have to prove it. It's obvious. But anyhow, if you survive that 10-second blank spot I had before, hey, you proved something. You were willing to endure silence for 10 seconds. I might never do that again, but I just did it tonight. Out of the blue, because this is like an amateur school connected dots. I don't necessarily have a format. Sometimes I just start talking and one thing leads to the other. And more nonsense to distract people on the TV. Ridiculous plane crashes. All kinds of ridiculous, more fires. All kinds of ridiculous crap just to distract you from what's really going on, the destruction of the human race from behind the scenes, when we're so close to that final meeting with our galactic brothers and sisters. The event is coming. It's been promised the first half of this year. Time and the clock is ticking down, you know? Meanwhile, if you're listening to my voice, you need to go out there and do your part and start informing people, hey, the aliens are going to land and meet us face to face, and we should look forward to that because they're bringing all kinds of good gifts, bed beds, you know, machines that fabricate things, the stuff they have on Star Trek. Computer, make me a bowl of soup, you know, and plenty of chicken. In the future, you know, in the new reality, we're not going to be eating meat anymore. So vegetarians will finally be in their heavenly realm. And if you want to be in the heavenly realm, no, they don't butcher animals for food in the fifth dimension or above. It only happens down here in the third dimension. And we have all these consorted interests that want to keep people locked into this third dimension thing where they kind of sell you all bullshit. Ask your doctor. Ask the experts. Ask your government. Ask anybody but yourself about what you should be doing. No, and buy plenty of life insurance, you know? We're all moving into immortality. It's only a matter of months away. You know, when the shift takes place, we'll be in immortality. Why would you have need life insurance? again, and they're pushing all these scams out there now. Nobody really needs life insurance. I mean, the fact of the matter is, it's all been a scam to begin with. Yeah, you need life insurance because it costs so much for the funeral. Well, if there wasn't all these restrictive laws, most people would bury their relatives in the backyard and do it okay. And there wouldn't be exorbitant fees. And the cemeteries, they're another scam they put on people, you know? You got to buy the lot. You got to pay for the digging up of the lot. You got to pay for the mowing of the lawn. And then they don't want you to leave flowers on the graves. They don't want you to do this, do that, you know. And but you got to keep paying them for maintenance, you know. So this is all the crap that's still going on. They're still promoting it. And the whole thing with the doctor commercials, one after another, healthcare plan, you know, healthcare plan A, B, C, but now you need healthcare plan D. Oh, but that might be enough. You might need even more healthcare. So call our company and we'll give you all the free vaccines we can because we're going to kill you with the vaccines. And don't tell me that's not what it's all about. And I'll always put that, hey, this is Call and Radio Show. Number's 888-627-6008. you know, anytime any so-called doctor that thinks there's any validity to vaccines, call in. I'll ask you the key questions, and you'll be walking away with egg on your face because that's how little these so-called doctors know about real health care. When you're only looking at the physical aspect of the human body, when there's five aspects that make up a human being, how can you say that you are really qualified to do anything except misinform the public, charge them a lot of money, and con them into believing that you know what the hell is going on when you're participating in all kinds of exercises that are really detrimental to the health of the human being? Sure, you docs know how to replace body parts, but we shouldn't have to be replacing body parts. You know? It's only the fact that we've been denied the truth. And that's why you might go. That video I mentioned at the beginning, you might want to watch that because there's a lot of information in there. I didn't have time to watch the whole thing, but I got the gist of what's going on, bring up the point that 10% of history is all we're taught and, you know, what they want us to know, and the rest is kept from us on purpose because they don't want us to know things. You know, there's so many things that are being kept from us. Not only the fact that there's life on other planets, the universe is teeming with life, not only the fact that there are good, benevolent extraterrestrial races that live in peace and have respect for each other and have solve all the problems with health care, have the machines to do it with, and have the knowledge of how to maintain healthy life forms. And it's going to be shared with us. Yeah, so anyhow, that guy, Jordan Maxwell, look him up. The hidden knowledge, referring to the hidden knowledge that has been kept from us. You know, I find it hard to believe. I'm an advocate of frequency healing. I learned about the guy, Dr. Wright. I don't know how long it's been now, 100 years ago maybe, invented a machine that used light frequencies to kill cancer cells. 100% success rate. And once the government and big pharma, because they were already conspiring to inflict untold harm upon humanity, yeah, purposely, because they're under the influence of the negative ETs that keep us under their control by making us suffer, creating fear, creating anxiety, telling us false things like that we're going to die and that's the end and stuff like that. So, well, anyhow, they saw that they're closing down. You know, they took his machines away. It's amazing that they've been able to keep those secrets from us about true health care cancer. All this crap, the chemotherapy, the radiation, all this shit that orthodox medicine, allogore, they call it sometimes, medicine, which is really not medicine. It's a pharmaceutical scam that they perpetrate on the poor people that don't know any better. It only makes their condition worse in many cases. Some people luckily make it through. But, you know, they're all part of the big scam to keep the real truth, the non-invasive, non-harmful, no side effects, real medicines of frequency medicine that are the actual cures of things. And, you know, that's just part of this scam. And they're still, like, you know, before you, I don't dislike President Trump, but I have to call on him. You know, come on, you're the president now, Mr. Big Shot, and you're not doing enough. And your tariff thing is only going to make us all poor, the regular people. You know, you at least will still be okay. But all the poor people, you're going to make our lives more difficult by putting all these tariffs up. And where's your great plan for the border? You know, simply deporting people and not having changing all the border. Of course, you don't have the brain power to do that, nor does anybody else in the U.S. Congress. People like me who know how to be inventive, it's as easy as pie, as the saying goes. Just change all the rules that make sense, and then we'll have an orderly border and border crossing, and we'll set up security procedures that work, not the ones they have. The big fence does not work. And, you know, it's bad planning. It's all hype. Smoke and mirrors, you know. El Trumpo has not solved the border problem. And, you know, I'm asking, I don't dislike the guy, but stop trying to put him up on the pedestal like he's Superman or not, because he's not. And he's making big mistakes right now. You know, it's really annoying the fact that he knew about the aliens and they had visited him. He's met with the Pleiadians. That was in his first presidency. He had that encounters with them. And he's kept that from the public. And now he's still, here he is, president. Well, he still doesn't want to talk about it. You know? They're coming, whether President of the United States wants them to, or Russian guy wants them to, Chinese, whether they want them to come, the aliens to come here or not, they are coming. They have told us. The information has been floating around for decades now. And it's going to happen this year. But we need to be educating our earthly brothers and sisters about this. It is so important that we start talking about it and understand this is the future coming to meet us, the metamorphosis of the human race, where our genetic makeup, our DNA, will be corrected and changed, uplifted, upgraded by the real servants of God, not the anti-God creeps from the Phantom Matrix, the blood-sucking parasites and the evil, demonic, whatever you want to call them. Ah, man, this conversation needs to be taught every day. You know, even if you just say, hey, the aliens are going to land this year and give us full disclosure, even if you just say that to make people aware, it's coming. Be ready for it. Be ready for the event. When the energy, worship energy, comes across the planet, whether we're going to turn into butterflies at that moment or a superior human being, the word is, you'll be a silicon-based human being with a long, long lifespan, a healthier body that doesn't get old and wear out like the carbon units, network carbon units. If you watch enough science fiction, you know we're referred to as carbon units by AI intelligence. but we're going to be silicon units. And this is part of the ever-evolving upgrading of creatures in the universe. And this is the most amazing time to be on Earth, and that's all we should be talking about now. Getting ready for what's coming, you know? And the most people don't realize introduction to the extraterrestrials coming to Earth. Of course, we know now that they've been coming here for millions of years, and more recently they started coming again in the 20s or the 30s or something like that, within the last 100 years or more. And all the stories have been hidden from the general public. Governments lying to people, not wanting to let them know what the real deal was. Of course, 100 years ago, the real deal was all the negative ones were coming here. Good ones weren't. And they were making backroom deals with the military, giving them the right to abduct people at will, unsuspecting, good, innocent people, to experiment on them for the sharing of weapons technologies. That's what your government has been doing for you. United States included, we're one of the biggest violators of that, not sharing the truth with the general public. And of course, the U.S. was invaded by the Nazis. That was the official story, was, the Allies won the war. But all the Nazis, well, not all of them, half of them were brought over here, and half of them, a large percentage of Nazis were brought to the military organizations in the U.S. to work for us. Another large portion went to the Russians and worked for their military, and there was a third group that went down to Antarctica and took their spacecraft technology that they learned from the negative extraterrestrials. And there have been battles going on behind the scenes. All these things happening, and we'll only get full. The U.S. government is never going to fully disclose any of that because they have their dirty hands in the pie. They're participating and selling us out, you know, to the abuse of negative extraterrestrials. And then there's the satanic groups, you know. They're getting exposed. And they're going straight to hell, as the saying goes. It's just a matter of time. But in the meantime, we have to struggle. You know, every country in the world is making their populations poorer. The prices on everything is going up, and Trump is taking us down that same stupid road. You know, why isn't he talking about the ETs that are coming here to upgrade us? Why hasn't he gotten rid of the chemtrail planes? Is that freaking stupid? He doesn't know that the chemtrail planes are poisoning the air we breathe. He has to breathe it too. So does his family members and friends. What kind of idiots are these government people? You know? And what kind of, you call yourself a journalist, why aren't you out there when you get a chance in front of the TV camera at the major stations, say, tell us, Mr. President, when are you going to end the chemtrail poisoning in the air? And just keep screaming that shit out, you know? Because these people have to be called to do their job. You know, you elected the president. No, you're not doing a good job. You're showcasing, you know? You're doing the stage act, you know? That's all you're doing. You're not doing really helping the American people. And the tariff, there's other ways to get fair trade agreements without putting tariffs on other countries. Use your imagination. Oh, that's right. You don't have an imagination. No, you just hire all the best idiots in the world to give you ideas. And what do you expect when you're hiring idiots that have no imagination? You're not going to come. You're not going to have anything of imaginative status. Absolutely not. And your game plan, you know, I have to call them out on this because I'm a realist. I speak the truth. You know, we're coming to the end of the show, and hey, I had quite a few things to say here tonight, and hey, I'm asking for a little support here. You know, if people listening, but it'd be nice if somebody would subscribe to my show to make my life a little easier. And after all, I'm bringing a lot to the table. I'm bringing solutions to the table to help humanity. Every time I ever tried to contact a local government and get them to start talking about real flood control, which is based on ingenuity, it's not building a bigger dam or all these things that the Army Corps of Engineers come up with. No, it's called ingenuity and natural labor, and you can solve any flood problem. Nobody cares, though. What the hell is wrong? You know? Well, all I can say is it's time to replace government with something that works, that's responsive to the people. So that's it. If you're listening, find it in your heart to subscribe to my show, Connect the Dots. Look on BBS Radio, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time. You'll find my show, and you click on either my name or the name of the show, and you'll find out how easy it is to subscribe to my show and be supportive of what I'm doing. So anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. I hope you learned something today. And it was called Radio Show. Too late now. But tell your friends, tune in next week, and we're going to do the countdown, followed by my two songs. Hey, I've got videos out there on two albums. You know, you can support the show by to download a song from CD Baby, only 99 cents. You can't tell me if you listen to all of my 23 songs on Songs Better Than Dylan or my 12 songs on American Partisan. You can't tell me that you don't like one of them. You know? You don't like at least one. I'd be getting a little reward for the time and effort it was to record the material and put it out there. So I'm CD Baby. American Partisan's and Songs Better Than Dylan. By me, Tom Anderson. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm waving you the countdown, which will follow by the music, my anthem. I got to be somebody who listens to the words. Could be your anthem, too. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Want to know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.